This is Racing HQ at 13 after 9. Good to have a chat during the week instead of rushing through his rides on a Saturday morning. James McDonald. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Bit different on a Thursday just to have a bit of a leisurely chat, mate, instead of rushing through your rides. Coming out of the autumn, you must be just wrapped with the way it all went.
Yeah, it did go fantastic. It started fantastically, but through wet tracks at Randwick and that, it probably never ended as well as I was hoping, but yep. The horses still ran as well as they could on those kind of tracks, and if it was a dry surface for the whole carnival, I thought I could have won a Doncaster and one of the other big ones, but that's all right. It was good to get a few group ones on the tally anyway.
I think it impacted on everybody, didn't it? The wet tracks in the end, I guess, apart from the winners.
Yeah, for sure. It did take its toll a bit, especially it dampened the whole carnival a little bit, and it probably wasn't as good as years gone by, but let's hope we can get a fine one next year.
Let's hope so. I mean, to get on the quality that you were getting, Contributor's one that comes to mind, and there are so many others for Godolphin. You probably watched them in years gone by, the Darley and now Godolphin teams, and thinking, oh, one day I'd love to ride one of their horses. But now to get these continuing good rides, it must be a huge thrill for you.
Yeah, for sure. And when you go through their yard on a Tuesday morning at Gallops and horse after horse walks out, it's pretty mind-boggling what kind of caliber of horse they're working with, and with all the Europeans coming down now, they're sending a few more. It's a real privilege to ride for Sheikh Mohammed and the whole team there, because it's a massive operation and it definitely takes a lot of work.
James, I mean, you mentioned there more on the way. I guess when they've sent horses like Contributor down and a couple of others that they bought and sent here, I guess they've now got the bug that they know with their quality they can win races here.
Yeah, for sure. And that, like, they sent five down last year, and Contributor and Hartnell flew the flag for them, and the other two haven't started yet, or three, no, it might be two.
Yep.
So it's exciting times, especially when they've kicked two of the goals that they've been out to do. And I'd say there'll be a handful come down next year as well, which is very exciting, because they definitely are a step above our horses, especially over that middle distance to staying races.
Yeah, for sure. The thrill for you, though, I guess, I know you're going to Gosford today and Scone, and you've got Brisbane ahead, but beyond Brisbane, is going to ride over in the UK for Godolphin?
Yeah, I head away straight after Stradbroke. I'm really looking forward to it, to head over there for a few 6 weeks or just over. And I'm competing in the Sugar Cup as well, which is another exciting time for myself, especially riding in a competition like that. And I can't really wait to especially get out of the winter here in Sydney. But it's exciting times all around, really.
Look, their base, of course, is at Newmarket. Have you ever been to that area of England?
Yeah, when I first came to Sydney, I was shot away for 3 months. I went down to Lambourne, to Charlie Hills, which I'm really excited about heading back down there as well to see him and the team. But I spent probably 4 years ago, I spent 3 months in Newmarket with Ed Dunlop and over there, so it was a very different experience, but very enjoyable. But I'm looking forward to going over there a bit older and a bit more wiser, and at least I know what it's all about now, and hopefully I can kick a goal.
We saw the international jockeys come here and ride during the Sydney autumn. I guess it's the flip-flop of that, that you're going to go there and ride under their summer period in so many, hopefully getting some good rides in good races.
Yeah, just getting rides in the good races will be the key. I'm not expecting to be on anything too flash, but just to have a couple of rides in those bigger races will be a good thrill. I'm gutted. I'm missing the Epsom Derby. I would have loved to have been there for Epsom Oaks and Epsom Derby. I think that would have been an eye-opener to ride on that course, but hopefully I'll get a chance to do that in the near future. But yeah, I'll be out there for Royal Ascot and Glorious Goodwood, so and the July meeting, which Sheikh Mohammed sponsors. So it'll be good to be attending there and hopefully meet the boss.
Yeah.
Right on there.
Yeah, fantastic. No, it's a huge thrill for you. I remember ringing you as a obviously a younger boy over in New Zealand when John O'Shea was keen to bring you over, and John, of course, was his own right as a trainer. Then things have happened pretty quickly in a relatively short time for you, James.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, when the first come, I come over with a partner, that really good filly, Scarlet Lady in Brisbane. That was probably my second time ever to Australia, and I was lucky enough to win the Oaks up there. And then I think it was at a stage where all the good jockeys went down to Melbourne, or went to, I think it might have been in Brisbane, and John asked me to come and partner five of his runners in Sydney here, and that's where it all really kick started. And he asked me to stay, and I was very homesick at that stage, and so I went back for another year to New Zealand. And John approached me again to come over and be apprentice to him, and I've just come out of my time at that stage, and it was a good time to come over. I was flying in New Zealand at the time, and I come over with a bit of confidence, knowing what having put my toe in the water, so to speak, and come over here and never look back, really. It's been a great experience and probably the best move of my whole career.
Well, you're there at a base now in Sydney that you're regarded as certainly one of the best with a strong group. What's your week like? I mean, we know that John's got the base at Warwick Farm, but he's also got Osborne Park up at just past Hawkesbury. Do you go there often?
We go there probably at least once a week, but maybe not this time of year, just because they're all just ticking over there quietly. But especially when the tracks were during the spring, we were there all the time educating babies, and it's a great facility, probably one of the best facilities I've ever attended, especially for training horses. I think they've got everything there. It's like a five-star hotel for horses, so there's no excuse for them. And they do such a good job out there. They educate them well, and so we're busy enough during the spring and autumn out there. Probably not so much the winter. They're just ticking along quietly.
Yeah, understand. Mate, I'm not going to go through all of them because you've got a stack of rides. Can I ask you today, you're up to Gosford there for a few. What's the best opportunity for our followers to watch you today?
I probably Progressive. I think she was. Look, she failed last start, but she can gallop good on her day. Her work's been really well since, and she was stuck on a very hot speed last start, and was entitled to collapse a little bit. So look for her to be taking a sit, and she might finish over top of him for sure.
Okay, so that's race 7, number 10. Tomorrow we're all up at Scone for the 2 days. You've got some really good rides, Malice in particular in the Rich race tomorrow, and you've drawn a gate here. I know John's always probably wanted to get Malice to this race.
Yeah, he's been ticking along okay. His first start run was outstanding. He went down to Access Knowledge, but his second up, he was a little bit fresh over 2,000 metres, pulled quite hard, and the race never really planned out for us. That was over the Carnival, and so he's I think he's peaking for the right day, especially with this race in mind. He'll run a very strong race. I think if the track's a decent surface, he'll be in the finish for sure.
Yeah, it's a good four at this stage, and it's been mighty cold up there this morning, and they're saying maybe a shower Saturday morning, but nothing more than that, so this track should be perfect. On Saturday, a couple of those key ones, probably Wide Grid in the three-year-old guineas, probably been set for this. It's a rich race, and Target in Sight in the Hortensia, the last race, looked to be really two outstanding chances for you.
Yeah, I think so. I was thrilled to get offered a couple of those rides, especially Target in Sight. I trialled him the other day, and I felt he was in superb form, and very fresh, ready to go. The 1100 will suit him. A firm track will suit him as well, and a hot tempo, so he looks to get all three.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, it's been good to talk to you. We'll see you up at Scone over the next couple of days, just to have a chat and let people know a little bit more about James McDonald and the expectation of the rest of the carnival. Of course, you'll be going to Brisbane and then, as you've said, straight off to England.
Yeah, it's been good to talk to you. Cheers.
Good on you, James. Thanks a lot, mate. James McDonald there, our leading jock, or one of the leading jocks in New South Wales and Australia at the moment. Good to learn a bit more about him. John Thompson's online. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to, I guess, Tremec, but I just wanted to get enough. You know me, John. I just anxious, want to get these horses back. How's First Seal going?
Yeah, she's spelling well down at Think Big Stud. So, yeah, she'll come back first week of June and, yeah, get it going again.
Yeah, it was just one of those preps you sort of probably want to forget the autumn, don't you?
We definitely didn't have much luck.
No.
Yeah, it's bit of a shame, but anyway, she comes through the prep well. That's the main thing, and she seems to be spelling great. So hopefully in the spring we can get back on track.
I guess that's important, that you don't want to see her going to the paddock on a complete downer, that she's got no energy. She was coping while she was having no luck. She was okay after her races.
Yeah, no, injuries is probably the key. Come through it sound and in good shape. So normally, if that's the case, horses go and spell well.
So she spells at Think Big Stud and comes back early June. Have you had a chat with owners what distance or anything like that you'd like to aim for, given what happened in the spring, or the autumn, I should say?
I dare say she'll be kept to 1,400-mile races. You know, what their main targets are, I'm not really sure as yet. I've put it out there and it's up to them to decide, but I dare say races like the Mire, Emirates, and probably the Sir Rupert Clark Toorak maybe on the way to that. But,
yep.
That's probably the case.
Do you think, I mean, she ran second in the Vinery behind Fenway at 2,000. Do you feel that she's sort of good at 2,000, or is she better at a mile, do you think?
At the moment, I think she's definitely best at a mile. She got a great turn of foot, you know, off a better speed. I do think in time, I know she's a big, strong filly, but she's quite immature.
Yep.
And I think in time she will get 2,000 metres, but for the time being, you're probably better off keeping it to the mile.
On Saturday, the Sunshine Coast have got the feature races there in Queensland. You've got a couple. Tremec, how do you think he's going into a 2,400 metre race, the Caloundra Cup?
That's getting up to his right. That is, you know, closer to his right distance rather than the last start. But basically, it's all up to him. He's got to behave and do it. And you know, he's the best horse in the race. He just has to get through the barriers in good shape, and he'll be fine.
He missed it the other day, didn't he? You know, they say 3-4 lengths, and then he, in summary, gets beaten 2.5. So I think he tells us he went pretty good. He just doesn't want to miss it by that margin again.
Yeah, he's an old cagey bugger. You know, he'll do it one day, he won't do it the next. So, you know, in the past we've tried to give him more barrier education, doesn't seem to do anything. So, you know, it's just a matter of him on the day.
Yeah, okay. He's training on well, though. That's the key, I guess.
Yeah, he's in great shape.
Yeah. Whittington, how do you see him in the glasshouse?
Look, he's in the sprint. But,
the sprint, sorry. Yeah, the sprint.
He's in good shape. Probably made the mistake of taking him to Melbourne earlier in the prep. The owners wanted to have a crack at a big race. He was going so well. But he's had a bit of a freshen since he's been back, and you know, coming back to the 1,000 metres is probably his go.
Yep. Okay. Now I'm looking. You've got runners tomorrow out there at Scone.
Yes, got two tomorrow. No good things, but two good chances.
Yep. Make a Dane and Complete Rod. So they'll be around the mark there somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. Good on you, John. Are you going out?
Yes.
We'll see you there. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Andrew.
John Thompson there from his base at Randwick. Of course, the Group 1 racing on Saturday is in Adelaide, and John Sadler will be saddling up Vane Queen. Morning to you, John.
Andrew, good morning.
It was something that I learned from you during the week off air was that you decided to keep Vane Queen in Adelaide since her run in the Sangster.
Yeah, I'd always planned to do that. I thought, you know, a mare getting into her prep a little bit, be a lovely freshen up, both physically as well as mentally for her to, you know, to spend a bit of time there and head to the beach, which she's done. And, you know, we're very, very pleased with her, Andrew.
How do you think she went in the Sangster? I guess I'm going to answer that as I ask the question, but her last bit was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. The only thing is politeness came from behind her.
Yeah.
So politeness run was a better run. I'm disappointed in hindsight that I didn't instruct Nicole to go forward on her. There didn't appear to be a stack of speed in the race, and that's how it turned out. Backmarkers didn't have a chance, and she's a mare, Andrew, as you know. She's better ridden closer to the speed and then can unleash, you know, a good sprint.
I guess you tell Caitlin Mallion has ridden the horse in the past, so that's good experience for her going into this mighty race on Saturday. From what you've just said, you're going to go forward here.
Yeah, she'll go forward from the 10 gate. I'm hoping that by time we get to the seventh race, and there's been a bit of racing on the course now, that maybe they'll be all getting off the inside, and maybe we'll have drawn a very good or an ideal alley. Anyway, I'm trying to talk myself into that at the moment. And, you know, if that is the case, well, she should just get a lovely run. I can see her, you know, three or four deep and with cover, and just hopefully just sucking up behind them and for as long as she possibly can, and then put in a great sprint at the finish.
I know that you've been in Melbourne and she's been in Adelaide, but the reports are all good that she's just training on nicely.
Yeah, I've got two really good people there, Paul Burslem, who is my assistant trainer, and Carolyn Mason, who has ridden work for me for many, many years, and they're just delighted with how the horses are. They're especially happy with her. They can't falter at all. And look, if she's good, if she does get every chance, you know, she's going to be in it up to her ears, Andrew.
Now, when you try and convince yourself of how the race is going to be run, do you look at yourself in the mirror and sort of, this is the way we want it to unfold? Trying to convince yourself?
Hey? I've been confused of being a bit nutty at times, but I haven't got to the stage. I do sit in the car and think about it, Andrew, but not in front of the mirror.
No, I understand. I think we all, when you're in horse ownership, you just want it to run your way for once, don't you?
Yes, you do. Yeah, yes. You do. And look, these races, as you well know, there's so little between, yeah, you know, a dozen horses in this race, that it's going to finish up the horse that's spot on the day and gets the right run that wins it. And, you know, we've often heard the saying that, you know, run a race five or six different times and you'll get a different result each time. So we're just hoping it goes our way on Saturday.
You've got other runners in Adelaide and two or three at Caulfield. Is there any of the others that come to mind that our listeners should be following?
I thought all their horses had some sort of chance.
Now, come on. You say that every time you come on.
I don't come on that often, Andrew. there's a really nice two-year-old in called Makatiti, but he's drawn...
wide.
Drawn, for your information, that's Maori for pins. Andrew, he's by Pins, so okay. it's a nice name, Makatiti.
Yeah.
He's a really nice horse, and I don't know about him winning on Saturday, but stick with him.
Okay, that's in the third race, drawn wide, but it's race three, number 10 at Caulfield on Saturday. I've had a bit of a jibe at you this morning, mate, but I do hope she runs well. She's always around the mark. Let's hope Caitlin can weave some magic.
Good on you, Andrew.
Thanks, John. Good on you. John Sadler from Melbourne. Caitlin Mallion takes the ride on Vane Queen in the Group 1 Goodwood. Well, I've told you how cold I've been told it was this morning at Scone. Let's get it from track manager Bernie Evans. Morning to you, Bernie.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. They tell me it was 1 degree. Is that right?
It was less than that. It was minus.
Oh, please, don't tell me. It was at minus one.
No, it was zero. It was 0 degrees this morning.
Fair dinkum, too.
We had a very light frost, which won't affect the track one bit.
And was this the first of the real cold zero mornings you've had?
That's the first one we had so far, yes.
Yeah, okay.
The forecast is improving. Like tomorrow is going to be 19 degrees and 9 overnight.
Right.
it won't be too bad. And Saturday's going to be 19 again. A little bit of cloud cover, but it'll be a nice day both days.
Okay, so we're not going to see as cold as what you've had this morning.
No way in the world.
Okay, and the preparation, obviously, this is a major carnival now, Friday, and the standalone Metrop meeting on Saturday. They're both metropolitan meetings, so how's the surface?
Surface is probably one of the best surfaces I've seen for a long time on this track. We've got plenty of grass coverage, a great mat. We've been working for this meeting since the last meeting last year. We've been working towards this one,
yep.
Our carnival, and everything's going great. All the staff are doing a magnificent job up here. I must say, the girls in the office are doing a really good, magnificent job. They've been working their backsides off.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I saw a photo yesterday. All the marquees are up on the top of the hill there.
All up. They're just the staff are just putting all the table chairs on the lawns up there. And look, it's all looking great.
Can't wait to be there. So what are you, you're rating it as a good four this morning?
Good four again this morning, yes. No rain overnight, naturally. And just a bit of frost this morning. We only put 5 mils of irrigation on Tuesday. You just got a little bit, started to firm up a bit.
Yep.
That brought it there back to a good four, and that's where it's staying. There's not much drying power in the soil at the moment.
Well, let's hope everything turns out well. We can't wait to be there doing a big sports breakfast live from the track with Slats and TK from 5:30 till 9 tomorrow, and then I'll be in the van as well for Racing HQ. We'll catch up then, Bernie. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Andy. Good to talk to you.
No, good on you, mate. Bernie Evans there, track manager at Scone, where the track is a good four. A couple of the earlies for tomorrow. Invitations has come out. Race 6, number 3 this morning. And back in race 2, number 5, Cries of Joy came out earlier this morning as well. That's a couple of extras for tomorrow. And just looking at the Metrop meeting for Saturday, the standalone feature program, the rail, of course, is going to be in the True. We've got four earlies at this stage for Saturday. Race 2, number 18, Gambler's Blues. And then in race 5, Three Tales of Grimm, which of course is running tomorrow, 17 Hidden Warrior and 18 Rose of Choice are running in other races there on Saturday. So they're the four earlies at this stage for Scone. It's a monster two-day carnival. Really looking forward to being a part of it. And Morgan Butler is on the way. We've been trying for him. He's on the float from Grafton to Scone. Morgan, good morning to you.
How you going, Andrew?
Very well. How's the driving? Have you pulled over?
I've certainly pulled over, yeah. I haven't got much reception up this way, so, yeah, had to pull over.
No, thanks for taking our call. You've got a key chance coming up tomorrow, Capricious Spirit, who you bought from this Scone sale, and now you're back trying to get some more prize money.
Yeah, look, I had her nominated for the other race on Saturday too, but this looks a better race for her, considering it's just for horses that were bought at the sale. And You know, she can make her money back, that's a bonus.
Yeah, for sure. Well, she's starting to anyway. She's 2 from 2. She's been able to lead and control and be very strong at the end of its races.
Yeah, she's a very speedy customer. She's got a lot of natural speed. And, you know, the best thing about it is she's, like I said, she's got a lot of speed and she doesn't fall in a heap.
Well, how's she done since that last start?
She's spot on for tomorrow. She was underdone going into last start. I didn't have a 100% going into last start. I just needed some improvement coming out of last start going into this start, knowing I'm going to be running into a bit tougher opposition. And she's done 100%. You know, she's done great.
Watching the two runs, while I say she's been able to lead, she can be just a little slow out.
Yeah, her first start she missed the kick probably a length and a half. She just jumped in the air, you know, doing things, a couple of little things wrong. But I'm hoping that she jumps well tomorrow.
Yeah. Is it something that she's just learning with? I mean, she is a two-year-old filly, so she's still learning very much what racing's all about.
Oh, for sure. Like last start, when Jason Roder, he said she jumped with them, took a stride to get going, he said, but when she did get going, she really put the foot down. The more racing she gets, the better she's going to be.
Morgan, I guess the hardest thing is, I mean, you've won at Grafton and you've won at Lismore, is tomorrow, all this sort of different form coming together, but a plus is James McDonald. Must be a bit of a coup for the owners to get James on tomorrow.
yeah, all the owners are very excited, Ashley. You know, you get someone like James McDonald on your horse, it's it's a big plus. It gives your horse every opportunity, and you know, we can't fault the horse, and we're going into the race with the right jockey. Everything's spot on tomorrow. So.
Yeah, fantastic for all the owners chasing this prize money in the English two-year-old race tomorrow. I know you train 8 or 9 there at Grafton. You've been a trainer since you had a fall as a jockey back in 2009. You enjoying being a trainer?
Full of ups and downs,
mate?
More ups and downs than when you're a jockey. It's a lot harder. It's a lot more stressful, but the end result is when you get your winners, you actually appreciate it a great deal more.
Yeah, for sure. Well, mate, safe travels. We look forward to seeing you in the mounting yard tomorrow with Capricious Spirit. I hope the horse runs really well in that English two-year-old challenge tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.